Blog Talk Radio. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point across the globe, ladies and gentlemen. With Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, and our wonderful host tonight is Evangelist Jackie Mays. She'll be coming up after another song and a few announcements. I love it. I love it. I hope y'all excited. Yeah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I hope y'all excited tonight for the word coming for us. And we're just excited about you being with us. But most of all, y'all better be excited about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Lord, Holy Spirit, and God the Father. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Yes, 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 yes. This is Straight to the Point. In my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, I'll back that up anytime. God does not get enough credit. You better give God credit for who he is all across the planet and the earth. Yes, yes. He is God. He is God, ladies and gentlemen. He is God. He is God. Amen, amen, amen. God said he is the only one. Nothing was made without him, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that powerful when you think about it? Isn't that powerful right there, ladies and gentlemen? That's what I love about Straight to the Point. God said nothing was made without him. You better give God some praise on Straight to the Point tonight. Woo! Yeah, man. Powerful, powerful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, been tweeting out all day. Y'all been on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of the above. Put that number out there. Evangelist Jackie Mays is on Straight to the Point tonight. 347-843-4559 is your call-in number. Everybody needs to listen to Straight to the Point. Everybody needs prayer, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt about it. I don't think you're going to get too much argument about that today. Everybody needs prayer. Straight to the Point is here for you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. That number again, 347-843-4559. Hey, this is Straight to the Point. If you're just joining us, with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, our wonderful host tonight is Evangelist Jackie Mays. She'll be up after this next song. God bless you now. This is Straight to the Point. Bless you.
I was up late one night, and I heard God say, "Cease."
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Walk into your
I know that you
moving slow. You throw up your hands and say, I give up. I just can't take it anymore. But I hear the Spirit say that He
Jacqueline May. She is coming up shortly. We just want to welcome you again to Straight to the Point. Yes, yes, yes. Here, quick announcements again. The number 347-843. If you're just joining us, 347-843-4559. Put that number out there, ladies and gentlemen, while you're even on right now. Tweet that out so everybody can hear Evangelist Jackie Mays tonight as she delivers the word of the Lord tonight. And we thank you so much for being with us. Also, too, we'll be opening up the lines a little later on. So if you have a prayer request or a comment, hit star one on your phone. We'll open up the lines a little later on. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. Now, welcome, Evangelist Jackie Mays.
Thank you, man.
Welcome, Evangelist. Welcome.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you all, God bless you all, God bless you all. Amen, praise God. We thank God for another season. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. We thank God for this season and this time. We thank God for all of you that are joining us tonight on Straight to the Point. And for those of you that don't know what Straight to the Point is about, it is a prophetic broadcast that deals with real issues, your issues, my issues, the issues of the nation, the issues of the world. This is a prophetic broadcast that gets straight to the point. Amen. And we want to thank God for the visionary of this broadcast, Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Amen. We give honor unto her tonight. We thank God for her life. We thank God for her obedience to the vision of the Lord that he has given her. Amen. We also want to give homage to Dr. Vaughn. Dr. Vaughn, the baddest network in the world, Men Let's Talk. I'm telling you, this man here holds it down for us, and he keeps it all together for us, and we thank God for him on tonight. We also want to thank God for our artists. Amen. Sorry about that. We thank God for our artists tonight. William Murphy, it's working. It's working. I'm telling you, my soul was blessed by these selections tonight. And we also had Donald Lawrence talking about seasons. Seasons, amen. I just want to invite somebody just to take a moment and just move, make a move of faith and just get up right now and just walk into your next season. Hallelujah. Come on up in here. Walk on in to your season with your head held high, with your shoulders squared wide, my God, because God is moving us into another season. Amen. So we thank God tonight for those selections. We bless the name of the Lord for all of you that are joining us on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. We're not going to be before you long tonight. And I do thank God for this opportunity to be able to come on and speak to you briefly tonight. And I do want to talk a little bit about the seasons tonight. I want to start off with the scripture of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. Well, the Bible tells us there's a time and a season for everything. Everything. I mean, right there was a good place to give God glory, because that lets me know if you're going through hell, it's about to end. Come on, somebody, because nothing lasts forever. Everything has its ending and expiration date. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I want you to get excited about where God is getting ready to take you to and this new season that you are getting ready to walk into. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 126:5, it says, those that sow in tears shall reap in joy. There is a season of joy coming to somebody that is hearing the sound of my voice right now. I want to decree and declare that weeping may have endured for its night, but that night is over. Joy has come. Hallelujah. This is your season of joy. Hallelujah. So embrace it and walk into it. You know, the prophet talked last week about the number 7 and July being the end of a thing, which means completion, the fullness of it. You have come through the fullness of a season, the end of a season, and a new one is getting ready to start for you. That's why I said the weeping season, you may have been in a weeping season, but that weeping season is over. And joy have come. Joy have come. I believe that with all my heart. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. We thank God for God being a God of seasons. There are many different seasons that we can walk in. You know, the Bible tells us in Genesis, the 8th chapter, in the 22nd verse, it says, as long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest, which means there's seasons, seasonal. Nothing lasts forever. Everything has a timing and a period, you know. And so he said, all things work together for the good. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. When you're called according to God's purpose, let me tell you something. There will be seasons in your life. There will be seasons of harvest, seasons of favor, seasons of grace, seasons of joy, seasons of happiness. Amen. And we thank God what brings forth that season, that good season, is your faithfulness in a bad season or in a not so good season. See, we don't give up just because things are not going well or just because the tables may have turned. I just want to remind you they're not going to be like this always. Come on, somebody. This is a seasonal thing we're talking about here tonight. So it don't matter what state you might be in. You may say, oh, but you don't know. But you don't understand. I am in a season of discouragement, a season of disappointment, a season of lack, a season of darkness, a season of depression. No, baby, I understand. But listen, that day is over. Your season is changing this day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Things are turning around for you this day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You know, and so it's because of your faithfulness in those times and those seasons of darkness, those seasons of troubles, or those seasons of hard times. It's your faithfulness, your obedience, and your attitude that's going to get you to that season of joy, that season of harvest, that season of favor, that season of grace. So let me just tell you, don't think that this is the end. Don't think that this is all that it is or this is it. No, God is getting ready to shift some things for you. Good God Almighty. Things are about to change in your favor. In your favor because of your faithfulness and because of your obedience and because of your attitude during that season that wasn't so favorable. Amen. And so God is a good God. God is so faithful. Amen. We know that nothing lasts forever. Everything is subject to change. My God. Let me say that again. Everything is subject to change. And the songwriters say the wait is over, which means it's your turn. It's your time. Your number then came up. Come on. Because God then shifted some things. And I want to welcome you to walk on into this room. Come on into this season. Amen. Demand your season. As the Bible says, command your season. You can decree a thing and it shall be established. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can use your mouth with power and authority and change your season. Other times, God just out of his sovereignty would put his hand upon you because he's always watching. He's always monitoring. And he sees that you never complained. You never gave up. You never quit. And he's been watching it. He says, I'm about to change her season. I'm about to change his season because I've watched him through a dark time. I've watched her through a rough time, and she remained faithful. He remained obedient. She remained with a good attitude. She did not complain and murmur. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And now things are about to change in your favor in this month. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if y'all didn't hear last week, y'all need to go back. I believe it was last week. It might have been the week before when Dr. Henderson was speaking prophetically about the month of July and about the number 7 being the number and the time of completion, which means the end of a thing, which means another thing is beginning to start, to begin in this month. God is getting ready to turn things in your favor, to turn darkness into light, to turn weeping into joy, to turn sickness into wholeness. He's about to turn your ashes into beauty, my God. Good God Almighty. He's about to turn your mourning into dancing. God, hallelujah. Glory to God. God is about to change your situation. Your story is about to change from bad to good. Hallelujah. Woo, my God. I'm telling you, this is your month. This is your season. This is your turn. This is your turn. Don't let nothing take it away from you. Decree it and declare it. Speak it over your life. Speak it over your finances. Speak it up over your ministry. Speak it up over your health. Speak it. Anything that you want. This is a good time to exercise the authority and the power of your words. Hallelujah. The Bible says our words are powerful, and they will bring forth whatever you say. The Bible says you will have whatsoever you say. Father, you are good to saying some stuff. I get to saying some good stuff, too. I ain't coming out with no negative stuff. I'm coming out with things about to turn for me in my favor. I'm about to be the first and not the last anymore. I'm coming from the bottom to the top. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because it's my turn. It's my turn. And so get ready. Get ready for that season change. I'm telling you, some good is about to come. Good is about to happen. Joy is about to come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're talking about seasons today. Seasons come and seasons go. This is your season. This is your turn. This is your time to arise and shine and let the glory of the Lord be revealed in your life. Amen. Listen, I just stopped by today because I just wanted to encourage somebody real quick and just give you some hope and let you know it ain't going to always be like that. Hallelujah. God's turning things for your favor. God's turning it for your good. And we thank God that we survived the last season, but we're looking at a new day. The Bible says, behold, I will do a new thing. Shall it not spring forth? This is your springing forth season. I'm telling you, somebody better hear me today. Hallelujah. This is your season of greatness. This is your season of comeback. This is your season of harvest, your season to receive. You have sown so much and given so much. God has seen you. It's your turn to give back. Make room for it. Enlarge your territory. Lengthen your cords. Because God is about to blow your mind. My God, and we thank God for that. Listen, you've been listening to Straight to the Point. I told y'all I was going to be quick tonight because I'm telling you, I'm excited about this season and what God is doing in the lives of his people. Amen. We're going to open up the lines and give you an opportunity to share what God has given you. If you need prayer, give your prayer request. Are you excited about this new season? I want to hear from you. Mr. Vaughn, let's go ahead and open up those lines.
Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, you've been listening to the voice of Evangelist Jackie Mays, Jacqueline Mays on the network today, Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. But also, before we go to the lines, though, Evangelist, we have a powerful, powerful sealing system going on here. So we're going to seal everything you said with a 1 minute, just about 1 minute of God's shofar. We are so excited about what the word is about. We just want to glorify God for 1 minute with the shofar in Jesus' name. Come on. That with you as the Spirit of the Lord was leading us to do that today. So welcome.
Yes, amen.
God is so good. Evangelist brought the word tonight, and we're getting ready to go to the phone lines in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ooh, yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is not playing, folks. Woo! He's not playing, Evangelist. I love it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's get straight to the point. The prophet, Dr. Dolores E. Henderson, our wonderful host tonight is Evangelist Jackie Mays. Our first caller, we got to go to the Hembricks. Brother and Sister Hembrick, how you doing tonight? You're on with Sister Jackie tonight. God bless you.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. What a mighty God we serve.
Hey, God bless you.
Yeah, God is just so good, and just that was a powerful word tonight. This is our season. This is the season that God set aside for us to accomplish everything that we have put our hearts to God into, and God has made this is the time right now. This is the season, and I'm so grateful for the word tonight. God is so good and so merciful and so loving. You know, we just. God is just an awesome God. I mean, he's just awesome. I just ask for prayer tonight for me and my family tonight that, you know, God will continue to use us and continue to bless us spiritually, as physically, as well as mentally. You know, because God is good. And this is our season. I believe that. This is our season to go forward in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. You are so right. This is your season. This is your season to move and advance in the kingdom of God. Amen. So we pray for you and your family and your wife. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for the Hembricks. Lord, we thank you for the hand that is upon their life. Father, we thank you because you chose them, God. They did not choose this themselves, but you chose them. And Father, we thank you, God, for strengthening them. In the name of Jesus, strengthen their hands, strengthen their minds, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this new season in their life. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for bringing them through every storm and every valley, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for releasing, God, your power, your anointing, and your strength into them right now in Jesus' name. Father, let them, God, be strengthened, God. Let them, God, be full of your joy, God, in the name of Jesus. You said the joy of the Lord is my strength. Father, I decree strength over them right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, God, that you have opened up the doors of opportunity in Jesus' name. God, doors they never even imagined, God, that you have set before them, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, God, as they take a step of faith and walk, God, into this season, God, as they walk, God, into your favor, as they walk, God, into the harvest that you have set for them, God. Bless them, God, on every side, God. Bless them, God, everywhere that they go, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let favor go before them, God. Let goodness and mercy follow them, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for your angels that you have given charge over them, God. Ah, oh, my God, to watch over them, God, to keep them, God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you because you are ordering their steps, God. Because you said the good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. And so, God, we give you praise, honor, and glory for these people of God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Yeah, glory to God.
God bless you.
Amen.
Be encouraged.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, God.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank
my God.
You. My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you Jesus.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. We praise you, God. We thank you, God.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God bless you. God bless you.
Bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Dr.
Vaughn. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist. Praise God for the Hembricks, and we thank you so much. If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, from around the globe, live or later on, this is Straight to the Point. The prophet, Dr. Dolores C. Henderson, our wonderful, wonderful, wonderful evangelist tonight, and Evangelist Jackie Mays. Hey, Sister Sarah's up. Sister Jackie, Sister Sarah is up. Sister Sarah, you're on with Evangelist Jackie Mays. I know she's excited. Hey, Sister
Sarah. Hey. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hey,
God
everybody.
Bless you.
Body. But I thank the Lord for everyone on the prayer line. I'm just excited, you know, just to be a part of the prayer line anyway.
Yes.
I'm excited that God has just brought all of us together for such a time as this, and bless everyone that's listening, and that's listening participant. And all over the world, and you know, whenever the world, you know, whatever we can, so successful.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much. You were breaking up a little bit, but I did hear most of what you said. And thank you so much for being faithful and tuning in week after week after week. You know, some people may just think that you're tuning in, but you're not. You're tuning in, all right, but there's an impartation, and there's a grace being released unto you. Every time that you come on this line, God's anointing is amping up in you and taking you to another level. And what I would say to you, Sister Sarah, is just take it. Take it with boldness and aggressiveness. Just take it because it's there for you. It's there for you. God bless you and thank you so very much. You be blessed.
I receive it. I receive it. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
You as well.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Evangelist. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. Guess what, Sister Jackie? Guess who's on the line right now? Dr. Henderson's on the line.
Woo! Woo! God bless you, Dr. Henderson.
Oh, hello. Amen. Glory to God. I'm so glad to be all with you guys on tonight.
Yes. Good to have you.
Yes. I'm telling you, I'm just glad to be on the line, and I got on at 8:30, so I did not hear the whole, matter of fact, I didn't hear the word at all, but I did come on. When I came on, I came on just before the Hembricks. Actually, I came on when Dr. Bob was blowing the shofar, and I said, my God, I felt the anointing, and I said, it must was a powerful word. And so, but I do, you know, I don't know what you said, but I feel in the spirit that God is doing something for his people in this season. I feel in the spirit that, let me just tell you, you know, what God has been doing for me. And I know that if he's doing it for me, then that means that he's doing it for his people, or it's about, it's getting ready to happen, or it already has happened. You know, in these last 2 years, two going on 3 years, we all have been through this pandemic. And in going through this pandemic, even now people are going through, you know, people are experiencing the gas shortages and the inflation is high. But what God has shown me is that it's not going to, his people, his remnant, those who are called by his name, we're not going to experience the shortages. We're not going to experience what the world is going through. And I say that because in 2012, I went through a tumultuous time in my life, and I hope this testimony helps somebody on tonight. And then I lost some things, but then I got it back in like the next year. And then, but when I got it back, it wasn't what I had lost. I got enough back to sustain, but to also push me a little further. And God did open up some other doors spiritually, but I'm talking about financially right now. And then, you know, the pandemic hit. And then, you know, a lot of people experience shipwreck. A lot of people experience some things. But in that, God still sustained. But I still wasn't really where I wanted to be, like how I was in 2012. But God was still blessed in other areas. Everybody know I'm an entrepreneur, so I know how to make it happen. And so also putting God, number one, putting God first. And so in the last maybe year or so, God has restored double of what I lost in 2012. God has repositioned me and put me back financially, put me back in the front of the line financially than where I was, before the pandemic. So after the pandemic, in the pandemic, I was getting it back. Now, going out of the pandemic, it's been restored 100-fold back to me. So I just want to encourage somebody. And, you know, I normally don't jump on, and you guys know, but tonight I just jumped on. I said jump on. So I just jumped on, and I just hope I can encourage somebody to let you know that everything that you feel like you lost, God is about to restore it. God is restoring his people. This is the season that God is going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and not just with old man dreams and, you know, and the young, you know, the visions and daughters and shall prophesy and things of that nature. God is restoring his people back to the very how he had predestined it to be from the very beginning, that surely we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are the lenders and not the borrowers. And so God has positioned me in a place whereas whatever I lost, it's been all erased by what I've gained in the last few months. So I just want to encourage somebody on tonight and to let you know that this is your season. God is restoring and repositioning and putting his people back in the place where they should have been all along. And what the devil meant for evil, God is going to turn it around for your good. What the devil thought he took from you, God was just taking you through a have you considered my servant experience. And what I mean by that is that and God was the one who considered Job. So some of you have been going through a Job experience. You've been going through an experience in your body. You've been going through a sickness. You've been going through financially. You people have been betraying you. They're very, very close. Job's wife told him to curse God and die. The very, very person that you depend on, you know, you would never thought they would turn their back on you. But I just just want you to know that you were going through a have you considered my servant experience, and God told me that I went through that experience when I from 2012 into what 2022. In between that time, I was going through a have you considered my servant the Lord's experience, meaning that the devil told God that the reason why I haven't cursed him was because he had blessed my life. And God said, no, 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 no. I'm going to show you that even through it all, the Lord is going to continue to praise me, continue to worship me, continue to give me the glory, continue to sow seed, continue to pay tithes, continue to glorify my name. And I'm going to show you that she is my true servant. And so I want to encourage the body of Christ on tonight to encourage you that you're just going, if you haven't received your double portion yet, that it's about to happen. But you, if you're wondering what is going on, I just want you to know that you was going through a have you considered my servant experience. And remember the end of the story, that what Job lost, he got double for his trouble. And what's about to happen to you, somebody ought to shout and dance to do some hot words or flips. You're about to get double for your trouble. And that's all I came on to say. I want to thank you, Evangelist Mays. You are a powerhouse. I want to thank you, Dr. Vaughn, and I want to thank the Hembrick for you guys holding down the fort. Amen. Holding down the fort for me while God has blessed me and while I've been doing other things. And so God bless you. I hope somebody is encouraged on tonight. I didn't mean to come behind Evangelist Mays, but I had to release this word. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you as well. I know you said that you missed the word, but you didn't miss it because you hit it right on the nail. We talked about seasons, and we talked about harvest and the give back and the comeback. So you're right on point tonight. This is exactly what the Holy Spirit is talking about. You know.
Amen.
So we thank God for you, Dr. Henderson, for coming on. What a wonderful surprise tonight to have you on, and the prophetic word that you have spoken, you know, about Job and being in that testing season. We talked about these seasons, and the season ends. Seasons come and seasons go, but it's a good season now, you know. And you started this a couple of weeks ago when you spoke that prophetic word dealing with the month of July and the number 7. Being the number of completion, which is the end of a thing, which means the beginning of some new things. And so we're walking into a good season now. We're coming out, as we were talking about in the broadcast tonight, those that have been going and walking through seasons of darkness, seasons of lack, seasons of loss, seasons of sickness and depression, God is shifting things and turning it around now. You can walk into your season of harvest and favor and grace and replenishment. So you are right on point tonight. That's exactly what we're speaking about. So thank you so much for your propheticness. I'm telling you that always on point.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. And thank you for obeying us. You know, taking the baton and running with it. I, you know, truly appreciate it. And you're absolutely correct, because it was the month of July that it was restored. And so the prophetic word that God spoke to me that I released, you know, it happened. I'm telling you, when July 5th, but it was already working the end of June, actually the end of May. And then June came along. And then July 5th, I walked right into it. So absolutely. Amen. God bless you guys. I'm not going to hold a line. God bless you all. I love everybody. And you guys stay safe and put God first. And God is not like man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If God makes you a promise, you will able to deliver on it. God bless you guys. Good night.
Amen. God bless you as well.
Amen. What a powerful time there, Evangelist. Wow.
Absolutely.
Amen. What a powerful time. Ladies and gentlemen, just joining us around the globe, that was the voice of Dr. Dolores C. Henderson on with Evangelist Jacqueline Mays tonight. We're just excited. Let's give both of the women of God a round of applause in Jesus' name. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. Evangelist, back to you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God, everybody. We do thank God for yet another powerful episode here of Straight to the Point. I told y'all you wasn't going to miss tonight. I didn't know we were tag teaming tonight, but I thank God for Dr. Henderson coming on with that prophetic word tonight. If you get a chance to go back and listen to the word of the Lord, even if you can go back a couple of weeks and hear that prophetic word that Dr. Henderson came with a couple of weeks ago, it will bless your soul. It will bless your socks off. But we do know that God is turning things around for your good, for your good, because of your faithfulness, because of your obedience. And get this, don't forget this ingredient, and because of your attitude while you're going through those seasons of tough times, remember to have a good attitude. Have an attitude of gratitude. Continue to thank God. Continue to praise him. Continue to not complain. Be happy. Be grateful, because it's not going to last and it's not in vain. You always gain in those situations as well. They're just not a dark season or a bad time. It's something to get out of there. There's a greater anointing, my God, to get in those seasons. There's greater power resting in the valley for you when you're going through those tough times. So be thankful. The Bible says in everything to give thanks, for this is the will of the Father. So God doesn't make any mistakes. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's a very intentional God. And so we thank God for all of you tonight for joining us. We thank God for all of our faithful listeners that come on week after week after week. Amen. And we also want to give homage to the visionary Dr. Henderson, which you just heard, very powerful woman of God. I tell you, this is one of the selfless servants of the Lord that I have met to share her platform with us. Always wanting everybody on her team to win. She's not just in it for herself. She wants everybody to win, and I know it to be a fact. And I thank God so much for her and bless the Lord for her. And we pray the blessings of the Lord up over her, and that God would continue to increase her and continue to restore everything, even that which wasn't even lost. Give a double, God, even triple, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you've been listening to Straight to the Point. Amen. And we just want to remind you to forgive and forgive quickly. Pray without ceasing. And we will be back here on next Monday night. Every Monday night we hit the Straight to the Point at 8 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Tell somebody about it. Share this video, share this conference with everybody you know. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. So we thank God. God bless you all. You all have a great evening. This is Straight to the Point.
For grace, for favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor, yeah. This is my seed to reap what I have sown.
Y'all listen at this. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yeah. And I know he's evil. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing. No more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor.
It only works when we all do it.
This is my season for grace, for what?
Gentlemen, all across the globe, did you hear that? Your circumstance is getting better right now. That's what Evangelist Jackie May shared with y'all tonight. And we thank God for you, ladies and gentlemen, that things are getting better. Well, let's leave you with a handcuff of praise for the Lord. But remember, Straight to the Point is here every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let everybody you know that Straight to the Point is on with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. God bless you.